Proclamation number 8607, dated the September 5th, 1963. The strength of prayer. You should test the strength of prayer far more often in order to recognize your Father's love increasingly more, for I will always give you what you ask of me in firm faith. And when you find out that I hear you and that my love gives to you according to your faith, you will feel ever more closely connected to me. You should always know that prayer is the bridge to reach me, for in prayer you establish the bond with me and my strength of love can take effect in you. By praying to me you acknowledge me as your God and Creator who can grant your prayer because He has the power to do so and, as Father, also wants to grant your prayer because He loves you. However, it must be a prayer in spirit and in truth, for your lips can also voice words in the form of a prayer which cannot reach my ear because they do not arise to me from the bottom of your heart. So many thoughts move you every day, you have so many wishes, some greater and some smaller ones, and you would only ever have to present them to me. And truly, I would take care of even the smallest matter if you appeal to me for it, then you would become progressively more aware of my presence and your life on earth would be much easier. Time and again I want to be in your thoughts. Everything you do you should have something to do with me and you should be in constant contact with me through prayer. Never cease praying. This does not refer to the constant formal prayers which will only ever be voiced by your mouth but never come forth from your heart. Yet you should seek my advice in everything you think and do, then you will lead a way of life according to my will, always being guided by me and motivated into every action, which will then also be right. As Father, I want your absolute trust in my love and power. My love will never deny itself, yet you must desire it yourselves, which a true prayer in humility testifies to. And even if you start every undertaking with just a thought of me, or a request you present to me, I always want to prove my presence to you by getting involved with everything, for this heartfelt bond results in an abundance of strength and is also the successful test of will. Because you are continuously urged towards me, thus you seek unification with me which you once broke off. You can achieve much with your prayer, for yourselves as well as for all those on whose behalf you intercede. Your prayer is a source of strength for yourselves and for your fellow human beings which will never run dry, for you shall pray, incessantly. Hence, there are no limitations for you, and since every contact with me assures you an influx of strength, you need not fear a cessation of strength, for you will join me ever more closely until you can no longer imagine a life without me. I want to be your beginning and your end. No day shall pass by when you will not come to me in prayer and appeal for my blessing. And truly, your earthly progress will lead you to the goal, to complete union with me. Use the strength of prayer, enter the bridge to me as often as possible for you, never keep me out of your thoughts, present all your requests to me, regardless of how small, for I want to prove to you that I know all your thoughts, problems and wishes by always intervening and guiding you out of all adversity. By being your constant companion, for even the slightest thought will draw me to you and my love will flow to you, which will always help you to progress. And anyone who is in constant contact with me will not be scared by what is happening in the world either. He is staying in my sphere, for although he still lives in the midst of the world, his soul has completely detached itself from the world, because it is always looking for me. Because my presence means more to it than all the possessions in the world. Amen.